At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With the Tuesday 830 on the Go, I'm Taylor Rivera. Metro Transit is adding personnel to its 46th and Hiawatha Light Rail station. Another group of nurses in Minnesota say they will go on strike this month. And a 14-year-old is dead and a 13-year-old in critical condition after a crash in St. Paul. But first, the body of a missing Columbia Heights teen who hadn't been seen since May 8th has been discovered.
The four-week search ended Saturday afternoon after authorities found the remains of Manny Collins in a landfill in Elk River. Anoka County Sheriff Brad Wise details the mammoth collaboration in the search, which included flying in FBI experts from Virginia.
Over the course of the last 4 weeks, we literally had hundreds of searchers from over 30 different agencies. We had young people from forensic science colleges like Hamline University, to fire departments, to police departments, to sheriff's offices.
The cause of death is still not known yet, and no arrests have been made, but authorities say they do have a person of interest. Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
An emotional Minneapolis police chief, Brian O'Hara, is pushing back after several mayoral candidates say that if they were in power, they would discipline him for being on the scene of a federal raid last month on the city's south side. O'Hara clarified that the operation was a drug bust, not an immigration raid, and that the Minneapolis Police Department's role was confined to crowd control after federal agents descended on the area. He told WCCO's Adam and Jordana that he wasn't made aware of the situation before it happened.
They weren't even prepared for crowd control, quite frankly. They were totally not anticipating what that scene would cause as far as problems for them. And so I'm hopeful that in the future we can avoid some of these things.
Sure.
He says ultimately the misinformation around the situation has damaged the trust between the public and MPD. A 14-year-old is dead and a 13-year-old in critical condition after a crash in St. Paul this morning. Police say the two were riding on a motorized scooter near Ohio and George Streets on the north side of the city, and they believe the teenagers may have run a stop sign and were hit by a pickup truck. They say the 14-year-old who was driving the scooter died at the hospital, and the 13-year-old is in critical condition. Officers say the truck driver is cooperating with investigators and showed no signs of impairment. The Citizen Academy program is once again being offered through the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office. The Sheriff's Office will resume offering a free 8-week Citizens Academy, providing public insight into local public safety operations. Sergeant Joel Svenby explains.
People really enjoy this. We bring in a crime lab technician, which is our crime lab investigator, which is our licensed staff. They run through a mock scene, and then we slide over into the lab, and we talk to the ballistics experts, we talk to the biology experts, and the chemistry experts, and they get to see firsthand what we do there.
Applications are currently open for the 2025 Academy, which runs Thursday evenings from September 18th to November 6th. 14 local communities and regional park systems are getting new trees to help improve their canopies and replace those destroyed by emerald ash borer infestations. The grants from the Metropolitan Council total $2.5 million. Senior climate planner Jillian Greenberg says a variety of species will be planted to help ensure long-term success.
These are climate-adapted species, and they're a wide variety of species, so that if a pest comes through in the future, it might take out a few trees across the city, but it won't have such widespread impact.
Greenberg says a healthy tree canopy can help cut homeowners' energy costs, improve air quality, and help with stormwater management and property values. Another group of nurses in Minnesota say they'll go on strike later this month if there's no new contract agreement. Last week, some 2,000 nurses in Duluth set July 8th as a strike date, and now about 400 advanced practice providers are going down the same road. Union negotiator Sarah McCumber says they've been left out of contract talks.
Because of Essentia's unlawful actions, including unfair labor practices, Essentia's East Market advanced practice providers have submitted a 10-day notice today for APPs to go out on an unfair labor practice strike on July 10th at 7 a.m.
The Minnesota Nurses Association voted last week to authorize a strike, but have yet to submit a required 10-day notice to begin a walkout. The cost of a traditional 4th of July holiday cookout is higher this year than last, and Minnesota farmers are seeing even less profit. Minnesota's Farmer Union Vice President Ann Schwagel says the margins have not always been this tight.
Back in the 50s, we were getting close to 50% of the food dollar. And that percentage has continued to shrink over time.
She says we need a food system that's fair for everyone and not just the handlers in the middle. And after complaints from residents, Metro Transit is adding personnel to its 46th and Hiawatha light rail station. Spokesperson Drew Kerr says neighbors complained about drug use and other unbecoming behavior, so they've added amenities like portable toilets. They did a survey asking folks what they needed, and one dealt with closing a footpath that some had deemed dangerous. But he says two-thirds of the respondents said they wanted to keep it.
So if all the things that we've done in totality aren't still getting at the root causes of some of the concerns we hear at this location, we'll keep trying, keep going with other things that maybe can really get at this issue, which we want to address on behalf of our riders and employees and all the people that are around the station.
He says some of the business owners there have also formed a coalition to exchange strategies for improvements. Finally, reinforcement is on the way for the Minnesota Twins. The team announced today the return of infielder Royce Lewis from the 10-day injured list after missing the club's last 15 games with a left hamstring strain. To make room for Lewis on the 26-man roster, the Twins designated infielder Jonah Bride for release or assignment. The Twins are in Miami tonight to face the Marlins. Pregame is right here on News Talk 830 WCCO at 5 p.m. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.